our Chamber Ag Breakfast, I think it's our 22nd year to put it on. It's kind of a, and we talk about it every year. It's originally done as a thank you to our farmers and ranchers. And as farmers and ranchers do, they end up turning it around on us. And it end up being an event normally where the farmers and ranchers actually end up cooking the food, cooking the breakfast for the community, the best breakfast in the Brazos Valley, everyone says. But, of course, we're doing things a little bit different this year, as everybody is, because of COVID.
So how was it handled this year that was different?
Normally the farmers and ranchers that are up at the crack of dawn or normal time is for them and starting to cook our breakfast. But just to be safe because of the issues and having the cooks out there, this year we actually, for 1 year only, we've gone to a catered breakfast. And our good friends at Global Event Group offered to sponsor it, and we had a very generous anonymous donation that allowed us to cater the breakfast for this 1 year only. But it's still a delicious breakfast, and we're able to get everybody out here without the guys having to cook the meal in the back. Of course, we're doing everything that any restaurant would do as far as COVID procedures. Our numbers are way down. We have everybody spread out. It's safer than any restaurant in town because of everybody being spread out in the high ceilings and the big room, and everyone wears their mask except when they're eating. But we're still able to get together, thank our farmers and ranchers. We got a couple of awards that our Agribusiness Council gives out every year. And we're very, very pleased to be able to give out the Agricultural Business Award to J. Cody Steaks and Barbecue, and the Agricultural Impact Award went to Congressman Bill Flores. And so we appreciate everything they're able to do for our ag community.